Katie Bosler, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, Scott Burton.
It's nice to have you. On the show, we're going to be talking about Ernestine Hayes, 49 Writers, and the podcast, Active
yes.
Voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited. We've talked about it a little bit in the past, but...
Yeah, I think the last person I talked to about this was Shelley, when you were out of town over the summer. But really exciting. 49 Writers, just the nutshell version, is a statewide nonprofit networking and support organization for Alaskan writers. And really, anybody who's a storyteller can join. You just go to 49writers.org. And I am on the board. I'm a Juneau board member for this organization. And what we have got going is a podcast. We call it Active Voice. And on our blog, we do have a blog. But an addendum to that blog that we started not long after the 2016 presidential election was something called Active Voice, where writers could write about, you know, how they're sort of dealing with these sort of, by many measures, tumultuous times.
Was this your idea?
To an extent. It was actually the blog itself was a concept of Nancy Lord, who is one of our former writer laureates and on the faculty of the MFA program at UAA. But we did have also a student, Charles Boyle, who is and at the time was a doing his practicum for his MFA. And so he kind of got the blog underway online. And then just this year, earlier this year, Jeremy Pataki, who's the director, and I initiated this Active Voice podcast, where I'm partnering with K2, K3 stations to come in and interview Alaskan writers on what they see as their responsibility as writers when we have so much going on so many levels. And it's kind of a chat. It's a discussion of on some pretty tough issues, actually.
And we're about to listen to some excerpts from your interview with Ernestine. About how many podcasts are you into it now?
I think this might mark the sixth one. And, you know, Ernestine was a really, really rich discussion between, I think, the two of us. And, you know, her perspective, which is actually was also the perspective of our last interviewee, Kim Hecox, is that when you have a country that is based on the roots of it are the genocide of Alaska Native people and slavery, you're in a tough position. And we are now at this sort of turning point with our history, you know, with our current issues with our society.
Shall we hear an excerpt?
Yes. And this is where Ernestine is going to talk about where she sees her role as a writer.
For my own work, I probably have to say I'm more or less limited to telling my own story. But my own story and my own life has been and continues to be impacted by the things that happen in society, in the dominant system. And so it's impossible to tell our personal stories without witnessing the backdrop of what's going on in our world. The degree to which I witness history is limited because it's through the lens of my personal experiences.
And what that is off of, if you will, is she sees the most important responsibility of artists and writers in these times is to bear witness these times, is that, you know, your experience, you're part of history. And you know, we have climate change, we have division politically, we have some people who feel like the world isn't fair to them, other people who want to embrace everyone. You know, you have immigration issues. It's on just about every level. And I thought that was really interesting. Just bear witness from your perspective, from your life, your own personal history.
Did she go on to talk about... you know, as a writer or perhaps, you know, as artists, having a responsibility to bear witness and to write about it, to react.
I think that's what she means.
Yeah.
I think she means to document it.
Yeah, in whatever medium you may work in.
Exactly.
Okay. So Ernestine Hayes, our Alaska Writer Laureate. Wow.
Yes.
You got to hang out with her for, what, a couple hours and interview and...
Well, you know, yeah. Actually, it's a little less time than a couple hours. What I try to do is, you know, have it fairly well planned out. And we go into the studio and we talk for more... no more than a half an hour. And then, of course, there's going to be some post-editing, some, you know, hems and haws and... Katie blowing it, that kind of thing. But this one's a little bit different because I think that I saw her as a scholar that I wanted to bounce off some of my own ideas, things that have been mulling around my head about my own personal history of now that I am more than a half century old, I can look back and say, wow, you know, well, 30 years ago, I thought this. What do you think, Ernestine? And it was really helpful. And I think we really got to a new place in this discussion for everyone towards the end, which was very exciting.
So you do have presence as the interviewer in these.
Yes.
We get to know you a little bit, too.
Yes. Yeah. So, I know there's kind of the definition of podcast. There's a lot of different definitions of it, right? So this is really... interview/discussion.
Okay. I think this leads us to our next cut. Should we hear this one?
Yes. And what Ernestine is talking about here is this. She has people come up to her all the time saying, you have a culture. I don't have a culture. I'm nothing. I feel so happy for you and sad for myself, or I'm jealous. And she said, well, that's nonsense. We all, as human beings, have intergenerational stuff, good or bad, that we came from. We all are part of human history, which involved a lot of, you know, as my mother would say, SH blank. So that's where she's coming from in this bite.
A common refrain that we hear from white Americans, which is, I have no culture. I'm so jealous of you because you have culture and I don't. But that's just not true.
Right.
And
right.
Once we all recognize
yes.
our culture and our generations
yes.
and where we are in this human experience,
yeah.
the richer we will all be.
And I think you went on to talk a little bit about your heritage, and
she asked me.
Nina Cordes, one of our
yes.
colleagues as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was, you know, I think a lot of us, I think these days, feel like we're kind of tiptoeing around each other and like, well, does my history matter? I don't know, but I'm not going to push it on you, you know, because I know you come from a lot of really hard stuff. And she asked me, and I said, oh, well, you know what? As a matter of fact, went on this family heritage bike journey a year ago this summer with our family. And it turns out we rode right through where some of my ancestors were from on my dad's side. My grandparents immigrated to Latvia, from Latvia to Ellis Island in the early 1900s. I hired a genealogical researcher who gave us a lot of really interesting information. And the information, the gist of it was, you know, us, this is like a lot of people, came from serfs who wanted a better life in another place where they could maybe have a last name, which is, you know, nothing glamorous. And probably this is the same kind of thing on my mom's side from Ireland, which was people who just came to Prince Edward Island, Canada in the 1830s, before the famine, because they just wanted some autonomy. So she found that fascinating. And she said, hey, I'm really interested in this.
Found it fascinating.
Yeah. And you know, this, we all have our histories. And so I think that's a starting point when you have this division that we can still say, which should be obvious, but for some reason it doesn't seem to be to some parts of society these days. We're all human beings. And we all have a lot of similar struggles, both in our past and present, and it's time to work together. And that's another strong theme from Ernestine in this, is that it's time to walk together.
This reminds me of my previous interview with Mudrooms, talking about listening to other people's stories and finding mm-hmm. commonalities and not feeling alone.
Yes, yes. And that it all comes down to storytelling. It all comes down to storytelling. And you think about it right now. What do we got? My story versus your story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a common story, and that's the good news.
So you've done how many again?
Let's see. I have the website up here. If you want to check out our 49 Writers Active Voice podcast, you can go to 49writers.org. But you can also, if you want to go directly to the SoundCloud, you can go to soundcloud.com/49writers. And it's just the number 49 and then writers. And so what we have here, I love it when you have something all ready to go and then it disappears. Let's see. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, 6. So we've got Ernestine Hayes, Kim Hecox, Pico Iyer, who was the keynote at Northwords Writers Conference
up in Skagway, right?
Nancy Lord, Vivian Faith Prescott, and Hank Lentfer. Yeah.
Thinkers and writers here in our state.
Yep, yep. And I'm looking forward already to the next one.
Who do you have on your radar?
I've been talking at this point, Kate Troll's probably like, Katie's never going to call me. Kate Troll, you're up next.
What do you hope people take from these, Katie?
I hope that we all see that we're all storytellers, whether we write it down or not, whether we even document or not, maybe if we're just telling each other a story, and that's I think that human beings need stories like they need air. But we know too that stories can be dangerous. And so I think it's, as to quote Kim Hecox in the one before this, tell a bigger story, tell a better story.
Kind of want to end on that.
Okay. But Scott, I really appreciate the partnership with you and with KTOO on this, and I'm looking forward to more. And again, folks, if you want to hear these, go to 49writers.org or go to soundcloud.com/49writers.
Okay. Katie Bosler, she is on the board of 49 Writers, a statewide writers advocacy.
Yes. And do you have a minute, I can tell you, we have some stuff coming up, actually.
Yeah.
With my board member hat on, we do have a retreat coming up for writers at the Shrine the weekend of September 21st to 23rd. I think those spots are filling right up, but you can, if you want to know more about that, go to 49writers.org. Also, next month, October, just hold your calendars open, because we're going to have two workshops. We're going to have Andromeda Ramana Lax come. We're also going to have Kim Rich is coming through Hearthside, but I think she might be working with us on something as well. So we have some great writers coming for presentations and also workshops coming up in October.
In 49 Writers, is it a place for expert writers, beginners?
It's anybody who writes. And so we also have a Juno membership group that we want to rekindle this coming year, our gatherings in each other's homes monthly or bi-monthly, something like that. And membership is very reasonable. So the first step, if you're a storyteller or writer and want to get involved, is to go to 49writers.org and check it out.
Sounds good. Katie Bosler, 49writers.org. Check out the new podcast with Alaska State Writer Laureate Ernestine Hayes. It's at mudrooms.org, and then navigate over to Active Voice, and you can hear it all. Katie, thanks for coming on the show. We look forward to more podcasts.
Thank you, Scott.